With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This show can be found on Podcast DC, the new local app with hundreds of options in local news, health, and, of course, of the DMV region. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all the Empire shows as well as the other great content.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the podcast. Today, I talk to former Washington defensive end slash linebacker Ryan Kerrigan. And how odd does that sound to call him a former Washington player? He's the franchise's all-time sack leader. He, of course, signed with the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday. We discussed his decision to sign there. He knows how fans will react to it. Give it a listen. And what Washington told him at the start of free agency. We have a new story up on this on ESPN.com, and I'll have another story about what he meant to Washington for so many years during times where it could get pretty chaotic. Also, don't forget about MonkeyKnifeFight.com, where you could get a free $5 fantasy game upon signing up, and they'll match your initial deposit up to $100. Just use promo code JKR and you're good to go. But you tuned in to hear my conversation with Ryan Kerrigan, so let's get to it. All right, Ryan, big news today. What led to the decision to sign with the Eagles?
Well, John, it was a interesting process, the free agency process. I've never been in this position before, and so I really wanted to, take the time to, give each, scenario that was presented to me, due diligence and due credence. And at the end of the day, after taking a visit to Philly, I just felt like that was the best move for me. I really enjoyed my time with the coaches there. Coach Sirianni, Coach Gannon, I feel like are, guys that I'm going to work well with, and guys that I think are going to, do things in the right way. And I feel like, I'm excited to be a part of it.
When did you visit with them?
I visited with them last week.
What is it that you heard from them that, because we all know what you were looking for, more time, chance to start. What did you hear from them that made it a good fit for you?
Well, I know whether I'm a starter or not in Philly, which, look, they got Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett, guys that are entrenched there, right, who are bona fide studs in this league. And so, but I do know that they like to rotate their guys in a lot, and, and the guys, they play a lot. They usually dress 8 or 9 defensive linemen, and those guys play a lot. So, whether I'm a starter or a reserve, I don't think, I imagine I'm still going to get a lot of playing time. And so that was a big thing for me.
Obviously, you spent a decade in Washington, and we'll get to that whole time in a minute. There are a lot of fans who are like, Ryan, the Eagles, how could you?
Yeah. I get it. I get it from the fan standpoint, because, the passion that the fans have for football, it works both ways. And that's what makes football and sports in general so great, is that the fans care so much. And, when things are going well and you're making plays for that team, the fans' passion, really rubs off in a good way. And conversely, if you join a team that they don't like, a team in the division, that passion is going to, rub off on a bad way. So, but I think that passion is what makes sports so great, is because sure, people care so much. And so even though I might be on, the not so good end of that passion right now with fans in Washington, that doesn't change how I feel about them, because they've been so good to me over the years. For a decade, I got to play in front of them and be on the good end of their passion. So I'll always have love for Washington, the fans and everyone. But I understand it, because, like I said, that's what makes sports great, is that the fans and people care so much.
Is it weird for you to think about it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, you kind of, I think as when you get drafted to a place, you always envision playing your whole career and in a place, but you know, that's not always reality. And that's kind of what it is for this situation. But I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, having gone to Philly for so many years, I know how passionate their fan base is. And, you know, they've had a lot of recent success. We're in the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years and won the Super Bowl one of those years. So, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it.
It would be exciting not to have your bus pelted with eggs when you drive in there too, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, usually when I pull up to Philly, I was met with a lot of, you know, middle fingers and F bombs. And now I'm, you know, hopefully going to be, you know, greeted with a few more cheers there.
Were there other teams that you were considering at the end?
There was a couple, but I won't get into those, but I felt Philly, from the second I got to Philly, it just felt like the right fit for me.
What was it like with Washington? Because I had heard that, you know, the door wasn't closed on your return, but clearly you were still out there. So what kind of talks were going on with Washington, if any?
Well, I spoke to Coach Rivera and Mr. Snyder at the start of free agency, and they said that they were not going to try to re-sign me. So I think, which I don't think was a total surprise to me, because I mean, I was with the team for, you know, however many years and months that, you know, I feel like if they were intent on bringing me back, then I, you know, those talks probably would have started before free agency. But they were forthright and clear from the start that, you know, they just intended to move forward without me.
So Ryan, did you have any further talks with them?
I don't really want to get into that. I just know, you know, they were forthright, like I said, and clear from the, you know, from the start of free agency that they were in the direction they were moving in. And, that was, so I, you know, I appreciated their directness.
How do you, when you look back at your career here, because I think people are going to look at you consistent, durable, how would you sum up your time in Washington?
Yeah. I mean, those are two things that I really want, you know, people to remember me as is consistent, someone that, you know, whether, you know, things were going well or things were going poorly, that, you know, I was still going to, you know, try my best to bring it. And just to know that, like, my preparation, like, didn't change, like, no matter if, you know, if things were if it was late in the season and we were out of the playoffs, or if it was, you know, first couple games of the season, I was bringing it, you know, not just on game day, but, you know, in the preparation and meeting rooms on the practice field, that, you know, I was giving it my all. Cause I know, like, I felt a passion for playing there and for, you know, playing in front of those fans.
Was it hard at times? Because there's so many ups and downs here. We know about drama. We know about all this stuff. Was it hard to maintain that at all? Or was it just, you just kind of blocked it all out?
No, it wasn't hard, because I felt like, you know, I still had a job to do no matter what was going on there. And I wanted to be, you know, a reason of positivity and optimism.
And you, what do you have a couple of memories? We talked the last time I had you on the podcast about some memories you have, but when you look back, what are some of the ones that jump out to you?
I mean, like we had mentioned last time, the strip sack against the Cowboys in 18 at home was so cool. Like, just cause I'd never heard the stadium so loud, and it was such a, it was at the juncture of the game that it was at. That was really, really cool. You know, the pick six in my first game against the Giants was unreal. I mean, I'd never scored in college, so to do that in my first pro game was pretty awesome. But, you know, I think when I think back, what I always come back to, our 2015 team that went to the playoffs, you know, won the last four games, went to the playoffs. That was some of the most fun I've ever had playing football. Like, the guys on that team, you know, Kedrick Golston, Jason Hatcher, Sean LaValle, Hayward, Will Compton, Trent Murphy, like, those were Kirk, like, we were, those were some, those were, like, they were just fun dudes to be around. And, like, that was, I mean, I think back to, and so that wasn't one specific moment, but just a collection of them that, you know, I really look back fondly at, because those, I mean, those were some of the dudes that, when I think back on my career, that I'm like, man, I'm so glad I got to play pro football, because I got to, you know, be around those dudes.
And when was there a point for you, because again, at one point you're looking at being here for life, you know, in terms of your football career, and then you're not. What point did you really accept, I'm done here?
I think, I guess probably when, when I talked to Coach and Mr. Snyder after at the start of free agency, because I mean, though I had the idea that I probably wasn't coming back, because like I said, like, you know, as someone that was a part of the team, you know, we could have, you know, talked about a deal even before free agency. But you know, that those talks never happened. So I kind of had the idea that, you know, okay, maybe they're moving in a different direction. But yeah, I guess, you know, once I talked to Coach Rivera and Mr. Snyder, that, you know, I realized, okay, well, you know, yeah, I mean, now I gotta move on and you know, make it happen somewhere else.
Did you think in free agency that you may have had, you know, I don't want to say more opportunities, because I don't know all the opportunities you had, but did you think you would have gone signed somewhere earlier? And were you okay just waiting to see what's the best opportunity that opens up?
It was definitely at times slow, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like it all worked out because I'm going to a pretty cool opportunity. And so it was a weird process and a weird year to be a free agent, I think, too, because I know with the salary cap, right, that was a lot of teams were, you know, not as, you know, quick to act and because of that. And so it was different, but, you know, like I said, I'm very happy to be going where I'm going, and I'm excited to get rolling with them.
Last question, as you leave here, and I know one of the things that you always wanted to be is to be here when it turns around. Do you feel like they are, like, can you look from afar, or, you know, I guess now outside there, and say like, yeah, I do think they're going the right direction? Or how do you view Washington at this point?
Yeah, I definitely think they're heading in a great direction. I mean, they got some really good players. I mean, obviously the defense last year was pretty damn good. And I think, you know, some of the additions they've made on offense with Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel, guys like that, they, you know, I think Washington's going to be good. And I think the fans should be happy about that, because they know that, I know the fan base has, you know, really been, you know, wanting a winner for a while. And I think, you know, I think Coach Rivera has done a really great job of building things and putting them in position to be successful.
It'll be weird when you come here with that green on, but it's going to be a while, because they don't, you guys won't face them until late in the season.
I know. I think both games against Washington for Philly for us will be in December, December. So yeah, that'll be it's kind of a hurry up and wait thing, but I mean, that'll definitely be cool to play against them. I mean, those are all my friends, you know, like, and even, you know, going against, you know, guys like Sheriff and Morgan Moses and Chase Roulier, like, you know, those are guys that those are my boys. So that'll be fun to play them.
I apologize. Did playing them two games, did that matter at all? Did the chance to play these guys two games factor into it, or do you care?
No, not at all. I mean, okay. I'm not like, I got to get revenge on Washington. Like, the place has been so good to me. Like, no, like, I'm not, that's not a, that wasn't a thought at all.
Ryan, always enjoyed dealing with you. Going to be weird not to see you in the locker room and to talk to you, because you're such a class guy. So thanks for over the years being a professional to deal with in all facets of the word.
I appreciate that, John. Thank you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about a fun new offer from Monkey Knife Fight that can enhance any sports experience, whether you're at a game, on your couch, or in a bar. It's a daily fantasy sports league that is easy to play. You can sign up on monkeyknifefight.com using promo code JKR and play games such as More or Less, will an NBA player score more or less than a listed point total? You can do the same in baseball. Will a pitcher have more or less strikeouts than a given amount, etc.? It's fun, and every Friday it's Home Run Derby. Bet on three guys who will hit home runs that night. All three hit one, you share in the prize pool. Every week you can participate in their Eagle Eye jackpot based on the PGA Tour. Choose from any sport, from NASCAR to UFC and League of Legends. And of course, once football rolls back around, there will be even more fun prop bets. This is daily sports betting designed for the average fan to use their knowledge and have some fun. Sign up now at monkeyknifefight.com and use promo code JKR. That's promo code JKR. That's it for this episode. Thanks to Ryan for joining me on a chaotic day for him. As I said on there, he was always a class act and a true pro. There have been a lot of crazy things happen with this franchise over the years, but I will say the locker room has usually been very good to deal with, as has the coaching staff and PR departments. It's why I've been able to survive as long as I have on this beat as a reporter. Anyway, that's it, and I'll be back with another episode in a couple days. Talk to you next time.